Thank you and good afternoon. Someone has said compassion is difficult to give away because it keeps coming back. We appreciate this opportunity of Bible study today. Let's return now to our study, and we were looking at Hebrews chapter 8 and verse 5. See that you do all things according to the pattern showed unto thee in the mount. God was speaking to Moses and told him, make sure that you build the tabernacle according to the pattern. Well, throughout the Bible, God has given a pattern of conduct to mankind, and he expects us to follow that pattern. When you and I today think about what God wants us to do, remember God has a pattern that is revealed in the Bible, and we must follow that pattern to be pleasing in the sight of our God. It's not enough for us to say, well, I've done something in religion, therefore that pleases God. It may not be so. I remember reading in the 7th chapter of the book of Matthew, beginning with verse 21 through verse 23, a statement like this. Many shall say unto me in that day, Lord, have we not prophesied in thy name, in thy name cast out devils, and in thy name done many wonderful works? Then will I profess unto them, I never knew you. Depart from me, you workers of iniquity. That's verse 22 and 23. But now look at verse 21. Not everyone that saith unto me, Lord, Lord, shall enter into the kingdom of heaven, but he that doeth the will of my Father in heaven. Would I be right in concluding, based on that passage, that not everybody who does something religiously pleases God? Well, isn't that what's explained when some were saying, we cast out devils in your name, we did wonderful works in your name? Isn't it explained by the Lord that all may be so, but you weren't doing the will of your Father in heaven? Now, the only way I could know what is God's will is to open my Bible and read what the will of God is. That's what the Bible reveals, and therefore I need to be obedient to it. If we were going to look at the pattern for our conduct today, what would we find when we look at the name that is worn by those who are Christians? Well, very obviously, when I make the observation of the statement, I'm answering the question along this line. A name is very important in religion. Now, someone read that Shakespeare said a rose by any other name would smell as beautiful. And the idea is that the name really doesn't make any difference. Inasmuch as I respect the judgment and respect also the writings of a man named Shakespeare, I don't put Shakespeare at the top of the list in regard to religious authority. That simply means this. That means regardless of what Shakespeare said about it, the Bible is still right. And if he differs with what the Bible says, then he's made a mistake in judgment. What does the Bible say about the name of Christ and the importance of it? Well, there are a number of passages. In Acts 4 and verse 12, the record says, neither is there salvation in any other, for there is none other name under heaven given among men, whereby we must be saved. Well, of course, that refers to the authority of Christ, but look at the importance of it. This is the name by which we're saved. That's very important. The name of Christ is important. In the Philippian letter, the 2nd chapter, beginning with verse 5, the record says, let this mind be in you, which was also in Christ Jesus, who, being in the form of God, thought it not robbery to be equal with God. But notice, he gave him a name which is above every name, that at the name of Jesus every knee should bow, and every tongue should confess that Jesus Christ is Lord, to the glory of the Father. Is the name of Christ important? Shakespeare says the name doesn't make any difference. But God says the name is important. And at the name of Jesus, every knee should bow, and every tongue should confess. You know, friends, there are people who go around saying, I don't believe in God. I don't believe in Jesus Christ. But you know, this verse being true, the time is coming. It may not be during this life, but the time is coming when every person is going to confess the name of Christ. While people may say, I'll never confess his name, that may be true in this life, but it's not true beyond this life. Every tongue will confess that Jesus Christ is Lord, to the glory of the Father. All that means is that the name of Christ is very, very important. So when somebody asks, what are you doing religiously, and how do you call yourself? Well, the name Christian is very important. Look at this. The Bible says in Acts chapter 26, or rather chapter 11 and verse 26, and the disciples were called Christians first at Antioch. The disciples of the Lord, what's their name? They're called Christians. Why? Because the name honors and magnifies Christ. It's been suggested by some that the name Christian stuck as people were in derision saying things about Christianity, that they were simply making fun of the disciples of the Lord, and they called them Christians, and so, used in that way, the name stuck with them. Well, if you look very carefully again at Acts 11, verse 26, the indication of that passage is God gave the name Christian. It is the name that honors and magnifies Jesus Christ. It is not a guest name, but it is a name that the Lord designated. Then in Acts 26 and verse 28, Paul had reasoned with Agrippa about the scriptures. And Agrippa was simply saying, I believe along these lines. Paul said, I know you believe. And as a result of it, he simply indicates that Paul was trying to persuade Agrippa to become a Christian. Once more, some have come along and said that he's saying this in a way of derision. Do you think you could make me a Christian? And this kind of an attitude there. I don't think that's expressed in the passage at all. The name Christian, vitally important. And the work of Paul was to try to make Christians. Now look at one more passage. 1 Peter 4 and verse 16. The record says, let none of you suffer as a murderer or as a thief or as an evildoer or as a busybody in other men's matters. Yet if any man suffer as a Christian, let him not be ashamed, but let him glorify God in this name. Friends, the name that glorifies God and magnifies Jesus Christ is the name of Christ. What name do you wear religiously? Does your religious name magnify Christ? If not, is it according to the pattern that God has given? We need to return to the New Testament pattern. It's been a privilege to study with you today. We hope you'll listen again tomorrow. And remember, it was Jesus who said, he that believeth and is baptized shall be saved. We now return you to our announcer.